Ray Shiro joining us on Hockey Central at noon with Darren Millard, along with Jeff Merrick and Doug McLean. Now, Ray, just so you know, Doug says every year he was in the draft lottery, he fell back. So there's a certain amount of resentment that's going to spill over from Doug to you just because you won the darn thing.
No, he's had a silver spoon and since he got there. Like, let's not kid ourselves. He gets the Pittsburgh job. He's got Malkin. He's got Crosby. He's got Fleury. I mean, come on. The guy's had it made.
The resentment is still ongoing on Doug McLean's part.
Yeah. I wanted to get that out of the... We're doing great. So what's the last few hours or few days been like since you learned, obviously, that that you were going to get that number one overall pick?
I think it's exciting for the franchise, and it's the first thing we've won in a long time, let alone a hockey game. It took, the second half of our year wasn't great, but we were picking five, and if we had lost, maybe picking as low as eight. So we actually are starting, our meetings are starting today, this week, and they've been planned a long time ago, but certainly all our guys have jumped in their step. And for, for a franchise like ours to have really great news like that is really fantastic. And we have 11 picks, including the first overall in this draft. So that's the direction we're going. And, we got to take advantage of it though.
Do you walk into those meetings and say, team, I've done my part?
So I did my part to even put it in the goddamn lottery. How's that? it's for the last couple of years, walking in here, that's kind of what I bought into. And from Josh Harris and David Blitzer, our owners, and even when Lou was here, when I was hired, and it was the oldest team in the league, and there's really only one direction to go. You had to obviously go to the draft and get assets, and the cap space is an asset for sure. And we had 10 picks last year and scheduled to have 11 this year and 10 next year or whatever. So again, we got to take advantage of that, whether it's through drafting players or using those assets to, whether it's a trade or something like that for a player to contract. So a lot of ways to improve, hopefully, but we have some capability there. So that's good news.
Go ahead, Doug.
You start the season, and you were on with us early in the year, and I've got to believe that you thought you had a legitimate chance to make the playoffs in the East this year based on last year and an improving over last year. What really went wrong with your group this year, Ray? Is there anything, or is it just not ready yet?
We had a real good start. I'm not sure when I was on, but I think we started 9-3-3 or something.
Right,
like that.
That's when it was.
There's a lot of optimism. I think I think we overachieved a bit the year before, and to stay in the playoff race as long as we did. And I think our coaching staff did a real good job, got career years out of a lot of players, and Adam Rieker scored 30 goals, and Lee Stepniak had a fantastic year before we traded him. Schlemko, Cam Larry had, played first 42 games for us, and then that was it, but he was, having a really good year. And a lot of those things maybe overachieved a bit. And, we tried to get younger this year, inject a little more skill into the lineup, and we were competitive some nights, and missing by a goal the other nights, and the goaltending was a little up and down, and you need a combination of all those things to really go. It's hard to make the playoffs, as and it's certainly 2 years ago, or that's something we talked about. We just want to get better as a team, and even coming to this year's camp, my message to the players is that if without a work ethic that we have the year before, it's going to be difficult. And I think we're up and down and a little inconsistent in some areas like that. But it's a work in progress. And we need more talent. There's no doubt about that. And that's something we got to continue striving for. But that's the direction we've gone with all these draft picks. And, it's nice to see guys like Mackenzie Blackwood the other night, our second round pick, having 58 saves in the AHL playoffs, 19 years old or 20 years old. And, Mikey McLeod and Bastion having great years in Mississauga. And, there's some trajectory here, which is nice. But, again, whether it takes a little bit of time here, you have to do it the right way. And there's not a lot of shortcuts doing it. So hopefully we're going to be on our way and be a more competitive hockey team.
Ray, Darren sort of joked about it off the top a little bit, but in a lot of ways you kind of have done a lot of work heading into the draft this year. Pretty much every night or every couple of nights I try to make the rounds and talk to various scout friends around the NHL, and I always ask, which general managers were there? And it seemed as every night or every couple of nights someone would tell me, Oh, Shiro was here. When did you, because it seemed that every single night you were somewhere. When did you start hitting the road this hard?
I think it coincided when we were losing like every game. Is Doug know?
It's called getting out of town.
Right.
Getting out of town. Yeah, no, it was like, you know, it was one of those things that, especially probably second half of the year, you know, just realized here's the direction it seemed to be going. And Doug knows this as well as anyone, is that to be around your coaches all the time is probably not beneficial to either party. But I really wanted to, number one, spend some time with our scouts, get them on the road, and certainly see some of these top players. And, you know, I've been able to do that, which is nice. And that's a part of a job that you don't get to do that as much as people would think. You know, even the U18 tournament a week ago over in Slovakia, well, there's a number of general managers over there, but the ones that are out of the playoffs and mm-hmm. ones that are in the playoffs have the good job of watching their team, and that's where we have to get to. But it was good. A lot of seeing a lot of players, which was nice. And but again, don't want to overanalyze things and screw things up for the scouts who have seen these guys over a period of years. So, but it was good to get out and nice. And that's part of the job, actually, connecting and, you know, connecting with amateur scouts or personnel guys, because they're really the substance of the game, I think, and it was nice to be able to do that, let alone see the players.
So get prepared for this. When Castron worked for me, he and Boyd, every time they made a bad pick, it was me that made the pick. I've read that many times since, so I'm anxious to see Castron with a little heat squarely on his shoulders.
Is that the way it works, Doug? I mean,
oh yeah, they fight for the guy.
No, bad pick by Doug McClain or Ray Shiro, and then all of a sudden the guys start doing well. And actually, it was funny last year when Pittsburgh was on their run to the finals, and all of a sudden Matt Murray and somebody texted me, a national guy texted me during one of Pittsburgh playoff games, said who great story on Matt Murray, like who would be responsible for him. I'm like, what? Well, you know what?
It was me.
The GM gets to blame for everything else. And what the heck? That's how it goes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Wrong. Now they want to know. So anyway, that's how it goes. And but that's the GM job. And you know, but you have to have, you know, real good people that work for you and rely on your opinion. And that's how it works. So.
By the way, I'm kidding. Cass is excellent, as you know.
Absolutely. So thank you.
Three quick hitters for you. We keep you around for a couple of post-draft interviews after the show goes off the air. When you leave our studio, what's the reaction you get from the other team representatives? Is it one they didn't even want to look at you, or is there a lot of congratulations?
Well, a lot of guys hightailed out of there right away when they weren't part of the final three or whatever. And but, you know, guys like Trevor Lynn went around and very gracious, and I, you know, hooked up with Joe Sakic a little bit later on, and we spent some time together. And no, I think, you know, having been to that before, last year we were, I think, picking 12th, if we didn't move up or down, and sure enough, they escort you out of it, and that's about it. And so not much time, but it's, you know, it's a competitive league, obviously, and the last three teams up there, you know, Dallas, Philadelphia, and New Jersey, I'm not sure that's what people expected, but that's what happened. And, you know, some people are like, hey, good for them. And some people are like, can't believe they got lucky, you know, and that's what it is. As we all know, it's the luck to be able to get in that top three or move up like Philly did, 11 spots to number two. And so it was pretty kind of wild from a draft lottery standpoint.
Okay. Do you have a player in these top two that you like more than the other one, in Nolan Patrick or Nico Hischier?
I was asked that by, I think, John Shand in those interviews before mm-hmm. the lottery took place that night. And he asked me the same question. I just said, yes, please, I'll take either one. If I'm in that position, that'd be great.
But now you have the option.
Yeah, exactly. And certainly no one, you know, this is why we're going to have these meetings. We have plenty of time to decide this. And I know one thing, you know, no one can jump over us to make this election, which is good news. And so we're going to have plenty of time to go through this. And if I knew exactly what we're going to take, I probably wouldn't tell you. And if
no, but do, but
lying, do you, I say there's still plenty of work to do.
Okay, so you even without telling us, you don't have one that you necessarily like a lot more than the other one.
I guess that's what I'm telling
okay.
you.
Okay, the other one, the other last one here is Ray, is the idea of somebody approaching you for that first pick. Has anybody done that yet?
Not at this point. You know, I think it's pretty fresh anyway. And, you know, I think with anything, GMs always say, you know, I'm open to anything, or, you know, if they want to call, they're going to call. But there's plenty of time to kind of see where things are. And a lot of teams don't have their final meetings for a little while. We have them this week, and certainly we'll have other meetings leading up to draft, no matter if we were picking five or one. So, but everybody's got my number.
But I guarantee you this. What? We will see Ray Shero quoted extensively saying, "I've got tremendous interest in the first pick."
If I did the opposite, I mean, pull the Costanza and just say, "No one's called." I mean, I don't
I have extreme interest in this pick. So, look, I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I'm getting a ton of interest.
I just like the fact that we've got Castron and Costanza quoted in this, in this one.
So, oh, I love seeing some heat on Castron. I love that.
And Doug McClain is quoted, surprisingly. And one question, hey, Doug, when you on the Rick Nash, did you guys trade up? I can't remember.
How yes,
did you guys,
we traded from first, 3 to 1.
3 to 1, wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
What did you have to give up?
The deal was kind of weird. We traded 3 to 1, and the deal was that we would flip picks the next year. Mm. So what happened was the next year, I think we were 3 and Florida were 4, so we were going to have to flip picks, and then Florida won the lottery, so we didn't have to give up anything.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good deal.
Nice
deal.
Yeah, it was a great deal at the time. Yeah.
A really quick, last one here. Ilya Kovalchuk, and that name certainly in the headlines, an indication over the weekend that you'll meet with his representatives this week?
Yeah, what I said is that I'd reach out to his agent this week, and I think we've all seen the speculation, and I've never met Ilya Kovalchuk, and obviously, like everybody has seen him play, and he's been a heck of a player coming off certainly a great year. And with St. Petersburg, they won the championship there, and he was a huge part of it, and we'll see what his intentions are and go from there. So I think, again, I do know that if he is coming back to sign a contract, let's say, in the National Hockey League, it cannot be done until July 1st. But so plenty of time on that as well. But the first step is going to see if there's any substance to what's been out there and so forth. And I'll do that this week and kind of see where we go on it.
You hold the cards on that one, too. Congratulations on a big win on Saturday night.
Can you do a lottery lottery ticket number for me next time you're in town?
Yeah.
I told there our lucky coin or lucky was Catherine Tappan. The Jersey girl was hosting. She had red on, and that's.
Did you not see that?
No.
Catherine Tappan was the lucky charm for.
Did you know Millard knew who won it before? He was telling us.
I did not.
Yeah, he was just telling us.
Didn't give you the wink.
Really?
Nothing.
Yeah,
honestly, I would no one tells you anything. You're just sitting there. And,
it is.
It happens so quickly. I mean, you're sitting there. It's time to get off stage or stay on stage.
Well, I know they shoo those other guys out pretty fast, don't they?
Oh yeah, like that was me last year. Like, where are we? Just get out.
And don't take a sandwich with you.
Here's your hat. What's your hurry?
Good luck, Ray.
It was great hanging out,
guys. Really, yeah. Same here. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.